as we're talking about new talent, we're very, 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 very lucky to have a young lady that's actually got through to the X Factor. So if you were watching the X Factor on TV this weekend, you will already know the judges have whittled nearly 200,000 applicants down to 12 contestants for the live finals starting on Saturday. This weekend's drama was brutal, with the final decision greeted with tears of joy and despair. I'm pleased to say that we have one of the lucky solo singers on the line, Alexandra. Alexandra, my love, are you there?
I'm here.
Congratulations. Wow.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've
thank
got
you.
Through to the final 12. How do you feel?
Well, it's crazy. At the moment, I'm on top of the world, to be completely honest with you. I've never felt so happy before in my life. Like, it feels like things are falling into place for once, you know?
Well, we're all rooting for you, most definitely. Oh. And how? What about your family and friends? And are you seeing them now, or are you just kind of locked away?
I'm locked away. And have been for the past 2 weeks. So everything really right now is focused. It's focus time. I'm seeing no friends. I'm seeing no family. And I'm just focusing on what needs to be done.
Is that from your decision? Is that your decision or is that the show's
now
decision?
I'm family and friends now, but I've chosen not to because, I mean, if I get a spare minute, maybe for like 10 minutes, but it's best that I concentrate on this right now and put all my energy into it than do it half-heartedly.
Hey, hey, we are liking that. All right.
Yeah.
So this is your second time. What made you come back to try again?
Well, to be quite honest, in the past 3 years, I've had management and things like that, and things have not been working out. It's been very slow. And I just thought to myself, you know, what have I got to lose by going back on the show? By me going back on this, it's just showing myself what I can do, you know, because things weren't falling into place as much as I wanted it to. And now it's sort of a test for myself, you know.
And so was it last year that you first applied?
No, it was 3 years ago in 2005.
So what did you do during that three? I mean, when you were rejected the first time round, did you say to yourself, I'm going to come back and I'm going to brush up and you know, put your energies into coming back? Or did you just kind of... How did the decision
I had no intention of going back whatsoever at all. I had no intention. This was completely last minute. It was all God, because I was in a management situation while going on this show. And, you know, for me, I missed the auditions in the O2, and I just turned up in the group auditions with my mum. We auditioned as a group. They dropped my mum and put me through, and that's how it worked out. You know, it wasn't planned whatsoever. At all.
Wow.
So it's crazy how this year has completely changed.
It's your life will change forever, my girl.
No, I'm telling you.
So how did you feel when Cheryl broke you the news that you made the final 12?
If you saw it on Saturday, she actually sort of tricked me. She said, you know, I'm really sorry that I've got to be the one to do this to you again. I was in shock. Not that I was expecting to go through, but the fact is, I thought I was going to get a rejection again. And I'd always said while being on the show, you know, if I get rejected again, it's going to make me question whether singing is for me or not, you know. And I'm so happy that she believes in me and she believes in my vision. And that's all I wanted from someone, is to believe in me. And I finally have found someone that can actually take me a step further.
You know, you saying, using the word vision, you usually hear that from, you know, business people. They have to have a vision. They have to know where they're going. Usually with artists, they don't talk in terms of vision. What is your vision?
My vision is to have Grammys, you know, have a career like Madonna.
Okay.
You see, Madonna is amazing because she's come back every time, every album, and she has, you know, made herself completely different every time, and she's had longevity with her career. That's exactly what I want. I don't want to be a one-hit wonder. I want to be someone where people can remember my name and remember my face, you know? And that's exactly what I want. I want people to recognize that there is talent in Britain, and there is talent especially from Islington.
Completely. And so do you write your own material?
Oh, I sure do, yeah. I really, really do. I try my best to.
All right, okay. So what are things like in the house?
In the house, it's absolutely amazing. It's weird how everyone's really getting along, you know. I share a room with my good friend Ruth and Bad Lashes. And the top floor is just all girls. But the only thing is, there's only two bathrooms. Like 13 girls on one floor with two bathrooms. And we all have to be up for like 9 o'clock every morning. It's a busy schedule, but the house is amazing. I've made really good friends with JLS. And with everyone, really, but I'm so close to Ruth. Ruth is like my girl in this house.
All right. So are there any budding romances in the house?
Oh, God, no.
Not yet.
Not from what I've seen. But, you know, I've come in this house and I'm single, and but my main concentration is my singing. Full stop. My singing.
And so are you guys really disciplined then, or do you kind of stay up late at night kind of partying? No.
We are completely disciplined because the people that are looking after us, they have to be like that. You know, we have to have 8 or more hours sleep if we can afford to get that. But nights like Saturday night, we had Sunday off. So I stayed up till like 4 a.m. because I could, you know, and that's really cool. But other than that, it's really disciplined. We're on a tight schedule every day. And, you know, you can choose whether you want to stay up in your bed or not. But you have to remember, you have the whole day and whole night to be working. So you really got to be disciplined on yourself.
And so what have you given up to going to the house then?
Giving up my friends and my family, man. And that's the hardest thing for me to do. I've given up my gigs and everything and basically started a whole new life. And it's hard because it's all changed and I can't be on the phone as much as I want to, talk to my friends as much as I want to. And I don't want anyone to feel like I'm ignoring them or anything. You know, I'm doing this thing and it's like, I can't be on the phone all the time. I can't be emailing all the time. I've had to be able to sacrifice a lot of things to be on this show.
And do you say, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't change. And if I had this, I wouldn't change. What about you? Are you changing?
Not at all. I am still Alex, you know. I still do what I do, but my only thing is that I had to change was cutting my communication with everyone. You know, I've got to really nail this, and I really want this year to be my year, so I'm going to put my all into it.
Well, you know, we're going to back you.
So, thank you so much.
So tell me, are you allowed to read the papers, watch TV, or listen to the radio while you're in the house?
Believe me, I'm taking every newspaper that I'm in, I'm cutting it out. I'm keeping everything for my kids to see that I was on this show. Believe me, we can do what we want, really. It's quite free, it's quite open. We get to read newspapers, we get to listen to the radio. But Cheryl has actually banned me, Laura and Diana from YouTube, from reading comments. Yeah, she's banned us. She was like, you are not going to listen to any comments that people say about you or anything. You know, she wants us to be completely focused on this. And she's banned us from YouTube and things like that. But just don't tell her, but we sort of sneak and look sometimes.
I was going to say that.
It's hard not to, you know.
How thick is your skin, though? Because, you know, the papers like to kind of bring up all sorts of things. They like to dig. Here's your opportunity to get it out in the open before the papers discover it. Is there anything that you want to tell us? You want to put out there yourself before the paper does?
The Sun has apparently revealed that I'm being coached by Joss Stone, and that is so not the truth. I've not even seen Joss in like 4 months. We talk and stuff, but she knows I'm on this show. She's been extremely supportive. Hopefully she'll make a live round. But I'm being coached by my mum and by Evie here, who coaches everyone on The X Factor, and by myself. I'm listening to Aretha, I'm listening to Whitney, and doing what I've done all my life, you know? That's the only thing I needed to clear up with anyone that believes any sort of hype, you know? But apart from that, everything's cool.
You're squeaky clean, are you? Are you squeaky clean?
Sorry?
Are you squeaky clean? We're not going to suddenly find out that you're married three times over in...
No, you know what? I'm quite boring. I'm only 20, man, and I've hardly lived. But you're not going to find anything out that I've not said already. I've completely told the truth with everything because lies get you nowhere. That's what I believe anyway, so...
Okay.
But, you know, yeah.
That's all right. So we can back you and won't feel shame at the end of it.
You won't feel no shame. Just please, please, please vote for me. I really, really need this.
All right. So what's it like being mentored by Cheryl?
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. She just bought me a new phone.
She didn't.
She did. She bought me a new phone.
Can I just tell you that the only numbers that work on it is 999? You can't phone your friends or family on that phone. Go on, God. I'm kidding. Go on.
I'm telling you, she bought us a new phone, me and my category, and she sent four boxes of Krispy Kremes on Saturday for us to enjoy while we watched the show. I only had one because I'm on a strict diet.
Good for you.
But we have the best mentor. I mean, everyone in the house has agreed. Like, I went around the house last week. We're staying over this week. It's amazing. This woman is phenomenal.
She looks really rich. She's gone up in my estimation now, really. She's really, really, really lovely.
Yeah, she's brought something new to this show. And believe you me when I say this show needs her, because she has brought an edge to this show. And it makes me even more wanting to watch this show. You know, all my friends have said the same thing. They've wanted to watch it because Cheryl's on it. And she's brought something young to this show now. And that's what we needed.
She's gorgeous. And, you know, she was making eyes at that mixed race guy.
Oh, Joseph, my boy.
Yes.
I love him.
Is it good? Because to be honest with you, I think that she really made him nervous.
In a sense, because he had a lot to live up to, because she hyped him a lot, you know. But at the end of the day, that was the first time Joseph ever sang in front of anyone, you know, except for his mum and his girlfriend. And I've got really close to Joseph. No, honestly, but he has a special talent. I saw him 2 weeks ago before I came into the house, and he came down to a gig with me at my mum's work, and he sang, and he was phenomenal. Wow. You know, he needs to be in his comfort zone, and he's a lovely guy. And, you know, I just spoke to him today as well. He's so part. We have a crew. Like, do you remember Dwayne Lamonte as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dwayne Lamonte is in my crew as well, and Joseph. We are such good friends, and he is going to be something big one day, believe me.
Wow, I believe that. All right, so no obvious African stroke Caribbean has ever won the show. Do you feel any pressure at all?
In a sense, I do, because Leona only won it 2 years ago, and it made me think, well, do they want another girl to win it again, you know? But you know what? I took them thoughts out of my mind. I just said to myself, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I'm going to work myself so hard and make sure that every week I deliver, you know, and give 150%. So I'm not letting that faze me. I'm just going to be real, be myself, and continuously give more than 100% on every show if I last, you know?
You will.
I pray to God, I hope so.
You will. You've been compared to Whitney Houston. How do you feel about that comparison?
I find that amazing, because Whitney is my idol. I love her. And I just feel, you know, the early Whitney for me was just phenomenal. And she's made a comeback now, so I feel privileged. If I could only get an inch of what she is, I'd be happy.
I think you're there, you know. You're there. Sorry, we got Mickey D here. Go on, say what you're saying.
I said, just make your lip quiver.
Make your lip quiver and smile a lot. She's well known for that. All right, so how are you preparing for the live show? Hello?
Say that again. Sorry, say that one more time.
How are you preparing for the live show?
I had a vocal lesson literally just half an hour ago. I have a choreographer coming in and training us every day, you know, and I'm in the gym a lot, eating properly, getting sleep, and drinking a ton load of water. That's my preparation.
It sounds like all you need. So what about your hairstyling? Who does that?
Well, a guy called Ben does that, along with his assistants and stuff. But I'm actually doing my hair in the next 20 minutes. They're redoing everything, you know. So hopefully it's going to be looking extremely lush by Saturday.
And are you ready for the negative comments that will come from Simon?
Well, I'm hoping that he won't give me any negative comments. But, you know, if he does, I will work on, you know, I take criticism extremely well, and I'm my own worst critic. So if he's going to give me some criticism, I'm going to take it, and I'm just going to better myself. You know, the worst he can do is can completely try and knock me down. But Simon is Simon, and to me, what he says is usually always right. So I'm going to take it and work on it. Yeah, and hopefully he won't have to give me any bad criticism. But, you know, I'm not perfect, so...
You know, you've said earlier on that you've become such good friends with the other contestants.
Yes.
And in this country, we tend to be like, oh, you know, the minute we become friends, we kind of lose our competitive edge. Whereas in America, it's like, yeah, we'll be friends now. But you know what? We're still competing. Who do you think is your main competition in the show?
to be completely honest with you, everyone in this show is completely different. Everyone has their own edge. Everyone has their own style. I'm soulful. We have a jazz artist here. We have Diana, who's really, really quirky. We have Ruth, who sings Spanish. You know, at the end of the day, everyone does things that everyone else doesn't do, if that makes sense. So I'm only needing to impress myself. I'm only needing to prove this to myself and make sure that I go out there and know that once I've sung, if I can come off stage and go, you know what, I've really done well and pat myself on the back, that's all I need. That's all I really, really need.
All right, look, I've got to take an ad break here. I've got Mickey D in the studio. I'm not quite sure if you're... She's saying hello to you.
Hi, how you doing?
Mickey D is our guru for this evening, and he knows all about signing deals, etc. He actually does what Simon does. Simon's A&R, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm going to take a break. If there's any questions you want to ask Mickey, please ask him. Is that right?
I will do. Thank you so much.
Don't go away. Stay right there.
Thank you.
Colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.
Colourful Radio indeed. Alex, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Hey, thank you. You're so kind. All right, so have you got a question for Mickey?
Well, basically, I wanted to know, how would you suggest to prepare for a live show?
You got me there.
Yeah.
I suppose basically getting all your spots on stage where you feel you need to sort of aim your you know, for people to kind of pay attention to you, who you need to look at, the important people. But I suppose just make sure you get that vocal right, really. I mean, your performance and everything else seems to be all there. Your attitude is right. I mean, you know, there's not a lot I can tell you. All I can say is that you're working with probably the best person I've met in the industry, in Simon.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not your mentor, but he's going to give you the right kind of advice or the right critique every time you perform. So you're going to learn a lot from him. I just think just be yourself, really. Be yourself and just go for it, you know? I think the main thing for me with people preparing themselves for stage is looking at how they're going to work the stage and how they're going to position themselves, and basically vocal, which is so important on that show, I said, there's not a lot I can tell you because you seem to have it all together. All I can say to you is just keep that passion that you seem to have, because passion is more important than the celebrity, because the celebrity always goes, but the passion stays, and the passion is what's going to take you through.
Brilliant. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're going to do so well because, you know, for me, you're 20. You don't have any other cares in the world, really. So you can afford to just go there and just, as Mickey says, just be yourself completely. And what's it going to be like? I mean, in terms of your styling, because I have to say that in past shows, some of the girls have come out in some costumes. I have to call them costumes. I can't even call them an outfit. How much kind of input do you have, or do you have to wear what they give you?
Well, we have quite a bit of input. We've always been told, if you ain't comfortable, say. And I've always just said, because it shows in my performance if I'm not comfortable in what I'm wearing, or how my hair looks, etc., etc. I mean, my style that I want to aim for, I want to be young. I don't want to be dressed too old. I want to show colour. I want to be bright, but obviously not like a clown.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be young and show ladies that you can be young and sexy and still give a fantastic performance. Not having to look like, example, don't get me wrong, they look fantastic, but Pussycat Dolls, you know, they are basically sex symbols. And I love that about them because, you know, they're hot and everything. But as a 20-year-old, I don't want to be portrayed as that. I want to be portrayed as young, someone who has got colour in their life and is, you know, happy through my clothes and through my presence.
More class, yeah?
Yeah.
More class than anything else. But I have class because that's how I've been raised, basically, full stop. I love to have a classy look, you know, like a little Beyonce. She's classy, you know? Yeah. I like Beyonce's style.
That's wonderful. If I were to ask you, because right now what I'm trying to do is get you votes.
Of course, thank you.
I'm trying to get you votes, believe me. Every time I'm on, I'm going to be singing your name.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And in return, will you sing something for us now?
Oh my gosh. So unprepared.
You're all right, darling. Just anything.
What would you like me to sing?
I don't know. Sing us a song that got you through to the final 12.
Listen.
Yeah.
Or Natural Woman, because both of them got me through. I'll do Natural Woman.
All right. Go on then.
Looking now on the morning ray, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, you made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind. Cause you make me feel like a natural woman.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. Oh, believe me. I mean, soon as you win the show, you will come in and speak to us, won't you?
Oh, of course. I wanted to come down today, believe you me, but I will definitely be coming down. I can promise you that. Believe me.
Oh, thank you. And finally, let me ask you one last question. Tell us why you have the X Factor.
I have the X Factor because, you know, I'm only from Islington. I've been raised in a council house, but you know what? Nothing's ever stopped me from my dreams. I've been knocked back so many times. I left school without a job and I went straight into singing, and I've never, ever given up. And I want to reach out to people that have dreams and have fallbacks. They can't give up, because there's a path for everyone, and there is a will. Where there's a will, there is a way. As long as you keep faith and positivity in your heart, you will get somewhere. And that's what I've always kept, and I want that to shine. So I have it because I am determined.
You've got the X Factor, baby. You've got more than that. You certainly have. Well, I tell you what, you know, you're going to win. We are willing you to win. The colourful listeners, you're part of our family, and we're definitely going to get behind you.
So much, and I will definitely be coming down to the studio, most definitely.
Thank you so much. All the best, my darling.
All the best. Peace and love. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.